Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Move on, Joe.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
What's happening, everybody? Tuesday morning. Worst day of the week, but we're going to make it a good one.
It's the holidays. There is no worst day of the week.
Yeah.
I said what I said.
Mondays are, you know, you suck it up and you do it. And then Tuesday, the reality hits in that you get more time.
But if you love your job, every day is the best.
You could have just stopped there.
Wow.
Because you got to love your job.
You know?
I'm not getting into that right now.
Well, then that's a no. I need your advice.
That looks like Steve Kerr likes his job right now.
Yeah, we'll get into that. And then
Brandon Ayuk doesn't like his job. Kuminga doesn't like his job.
I don't know what Ayuk's doing. And Tupac said only God can judge. But I need your help about friendship. All right?
I can't help you.
I get home, go to the mailbox yesterday, and there's a card from Christy and the lovely Mark Willard.
Nice.
With the family, the kids, it was beautiful.
Nice.
So what do you think I do right after?
Send him a card.
No, I send both of them a thank you.
Oh.
Text.
Okay.
Nothing back. And I guess it's taken away from the card. It has nothing to do with us.
So he sends you a card, you say thank you.
To both of them.
And you're mad that he hasn't said...
Not mad.
You're welcome.
Concerned?
They'll say you're welcome today.
All right.
They're usually, still alive.
Usually they text
as far
back.
As we know.
We got a thing going, the three of us. But it might be the crossover yesterday. I don't know. But anyway, let's get it.
Yeah.
Oh, he just texted. Yeah, I put up the bad signal. Let's see what he said. I love my job and my friends. He put the heart emoji. We're good. Hey, what you got?
So... I think today we're going to spend a good portion of the show deciphering.
Right, what a word. Evan laid it on me.
I mean, you know, we're going to talk about Brandon Ayuk for sure today and the 49ers. But something just happened that's pretty unusual involving one of our owners. And I just want to know what people think of it.
I'm not going
to. So yes. This has been confirmed by Raymond Ritter, the Warriors president of communications.
R-double.
And a fan sent Joe Lacob an email. And 2 minutes after the guy sent Joe Lacob an email, Lacob responded to the guy.
Wow.
And it's all on the up and up. Raymond Ritter confirmed that, yeah, Joe got back to this fan. And this exchange between the fan and Joe Lacob, I think is pretty interesting. So here's, I'm going to read you what the fan wrote to Lacob and then what Lacob wrote back. All right. Dear Joe, please do something about this team. What does Steph need to do every night to win? Drop 50 points? The team is in need of a real second option. Jimmy's tools are being underutilized because he's playing as a power forward due to the small position players. We have no true center. I am so frustrated. 2 minutes later, Joe Lacob gets back to the gentleman.
The real Joe Lacob.
And says, you can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends. Jimmy is not the problem. What does it all mean?
That there is major confusion going on with the 13 and 14 Golden State Warriors. And I'm going to be real. We all know that Steve Kerr, the rat on the table, as it's kind of brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is the, and I'm not trying to be TNT drama, but Joe Lacob to me right there had to be, Steiny, he probably popped out of a straitjacket because he's hearing all the noise. He's biting his tongue like a professional does, but he wants to answer all these fans that think he's just sitting back and liking what he's seeing. But when I hear league trends, that tells me he knows what he's going up against nightly. His team doesn't have a lot of length and athleticism. Okay, check that box to me. Two, he or others may want Kuminga or any other Warrior player to get more minutes, less minutes, but the coach's desire is something that he is giving respect to and may not agree with it, so there could be some friction. But I'm telling you, I appreciate Lacob answering that because it symbolizes to me something's going on more than just bad basketball to where this team's 13 and 14.
Yeah, I think obviously Lacob's not happy with 13 and 14, but I do think it goes deeper than their record. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard Draymond Green talking the other day about we're only 27 games in, nobody's panicking. I don't know that.
Wow.
And I mean, the way I look at it is, okay, you can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. All right, that's something you say. We're doing our due diligence.
But to let you know he's frustrated real quick is big too.
Yeah, of course he is.
Okay.
The fact that it's complicated. What's complicated? So they're $264,000 under the second apron. So if they hit that, they're hard capped. So they do still have a couple limitations on what they can do. They can't move Kuminga for a month. That's got to be part of the complication, I got to believe. But this whole thing about a style of play and coaches' desires regarding players.
That's complicated. So to me, he has a disagreement or a different philosophy than what Kerr's using.
I mean, this is...
to me.
Okay. I mean, to me, it says that, yeah, when I read this, I feel like, yeah, Kerr's involved in this, for sure. You know, league trends and style of play, I think he sees what we all see.
No doubt.
That they've got some old guys
yes.
who can't play with the energy they need, and then the young guys either aren't playing enough for him, or when they play, they're too inconsistent. But I think this shows that Lacob knows they're in a little trouble.
Yeah, and it's more than Kuminga.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
That's what I took from him responding. And as an owner, I give him all the credit in the world. And I'm sure, you know, people behind the scene, Steiny didn't like him responding. Or that's too strong, but, you know, you normally don't expect a response. But we know when he got booed on Chris Mullin retirement night, Jersey retirement night, that this dude's got not just an ego, he's a winner. And he wants to win, and he's not comfortable. But I'm trying not to worry about the dubs, and maybe I'm doing too much, Donnie, but right now it doesn't look like we have what the rest of the league has. And I'm even talking about bad. I'm watching Utah last night, mm-hmm. Utah and Dallas. Utah has some athleticism, Donnie. There's nothing else I wanted to switch with Utah, but they got some players that we don't have outside of the big three. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the other thing is that this does give an indication there is, it's just way more than just Jonathan Kuminga right now.
No doubt about it.
And the one thing the one thing that's going to come to a head today, I mean, not come to a head, but we're going to get an answer today.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we're going to have a Jimmy Butler story tomorrow. Guaranteed. How do you know that, Steiny? Well, I'll tell you. Warriors play on Sunday. They play against the Portland Trail Blazers, and Steve Kerr talks about Jimmy Butler, and he brings in the 11 shots.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't want to say he needs to shoot more, and da 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 da, but Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
So then I see today, Nick Friedel wrote a story about Jimmy Butler, and it might be time for him to get more aggressive. And
he used
the Kerr quotes, and he also used a couple quotes from Draymond Green about Draymond saying he's got to do a better job of getting Butler involved. But they didn't have practice yesterday.
Okay.
So
he ain't been asked about it.
Nick Friedel will, I guarantee you, Butler's going to be asked about this today at practice.
All right.
And so we'll get some clarity there.
This is all I've been asking for, remember?
Yeah.
I want to hear, wow.
So I think, first of all, I don't have a strong opinion about Joe Lacob getting back to a fan. Like, I don't.
It's pretty cool, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, he can do what he wants. Yeah. That's who he is.
He can be in his triple penthouse. Like, you peasants, I'm not responding. And he responded because he cares. But I will say this, because I'm excited as a Warrior fan, that I want Jimmy's response to, hey, can you do more?
Oh, and he'll say the right things.
Or he may not. But the bottom line is, I love that that subject's being broached. Now, I do have to ask you this. It sounds like Joe Lacob, and I'm doing a lot of interpreting, he didn't mention that he wanted more from Jimmy Butler, because he kind of defended Jimmy.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. He said Jimmy Butler's not the problem.
Yeah, that he did say.
Jimmy is not the problem.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm excited about how Jimmy responds. Because all I really want is just some more from him. That's all we all want.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're trying to decipher what Joe Lacob was really talking about. He got back to a fan. A fan emailed Joe Lacob telling him he was frustrated. Butler's not working. The team's not. And Joe Lacob got back to him in 2 minutes and said, well, you can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play. Coaches' desires regarding players.
That's heavy.
League trends. Jimmy is not the problem. 888-957-9570. Coming up at 11:30, we got Ross Tucker. So we'll do some Warriors, and then we'll get into the NFL for sure.
Yeah.
Ross Tucker, 11:30, NFL Odyssey Insider. That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Championship coming soon.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. Wow.
The audacity.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, we got a different kind of owner in Joe Lacob here in the Bay. We got a guy who's pretty accessible, guy who's unabashedly hands-on, and not afraid to take some criticism and not afraid to talk about where the team's at. And he was he received a email from a fan yesterday, got back to the fan in 2 minutes, Goo.
Wow.
And the guy had some things to say, and Joe Lacob said, well, you can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Mm-hmm. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends, Jimmy's not the problem. A bunch of statements there. I'd like some verbs from Joe
the
next
time. Can I pick a category?
But,
which one jumps out?
Deciphering time.
But, well, I guess we'll do all of them. But coaches' desires, that's the one that just has me tickled.
Well.
Like, he's saying a lot without saying a lot.
I mean, to me, if we start with it's complicated, that's –
a Facebook relationship status. Yeah.
And here's the thing. When I hear it's complicated, I hear Joe Lacob saying, we're not a move away. And we know that here. We're an old team. We're having style of play issues. We're small. We're not very athletic. We're getting older. And we're in a money situation that isn't super flexible. We got a few things we got to do what I'm hearing there.
Well, I'll say this to that. I don't disagree with you, but I don't agree with you on this front. Giannis, if you could pull it off, is one move away. It changes everything. I'll leave that there. But I think the fact that he might want Draymond Green, and I'm using Dre as an example, to have a lesser role, or maybe the ball not in his hands as much, but because of his persona and how big of a personality and what Draymond Green has done for the Warriors, he can't touch that. Shout out MC Hammer. And I think if we keep going down the line, even with Coach Kerr, who might be in his last year, Joe's telling us, it sounds to me, Steiny, I want to do some things, but it's complicated because of what Steiny means to the station, so I got to be delicate. I got to tread lightly. I can't blow it up like I want because it's out of respect.
Yeah, you lose me with the respect part.
Mm.
I think the rubber's hitting the road in terms of us finding out what other teams think about our players. Like, can he not move Draymond Green out of respect for Draymond Green? Or can he not move Draymond Green because Draymond Green is not an attractive player to a lot of teams?
Yeah, I was just talking about reduced role. I know that sounds, you know what I mean? Like coming off the bench, the things
right.
We talk about.
Right. Well,
it would piss Draymond off if it wasn't due because of injury. And I get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and if we're still in 2025, 26, talking about a player like Draymond Green and still catering to him, it's wild. It's wild to me. I mean,
man,
it's wild to me. Like, whenever I hear, the team's afraid of Draymond, the team's this, that, and the other, I take it with a grain of salt. But you got to be kidding me if you are making decisions based on or even taking into account how Draymond's going to deal with it. I mean,
but hasn't that ship left the dock?
Okay,
that boat left the dock.
Yeah, right, and then we are officially as dysfunctional as it comes. If we're gonna let a guy who scores 8 points a game, commits more turnovers than anybody in the league, who averages as few points as him, but we can't change his role or even address it. Well, then, seriously, this is where then you deserve everything you get. Mm. If you're not willing to make some tough choices here, and they're going to be tough, then nothing's going to change.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. But again, I'll say this. The winner, because that's what he is, the architect of a dynasty, Joe Lacob, I love the fact that he responded, and he did it so fast. But as a fan, that lets you know he's not resting on the four rings. He's pissed off. And he said little, but we're trying to, what was the word? Decipher, what he was talking about. But if I had a category and this was a game show, everything you mentioned, the coach's desire to me is everything. Like, that means he's given Steve the rope to do whatever he wants. And if it's Kuminga out of the lineup, I told you and Bonte before he left, this morning with the Joes, I said, if this is Kerr's last year, why wouldn't he be ultra aggressive in his plan, just play? And then Bonte hit me in the head with a bag of bricks that's why Kuminga's not playing, Goo, it could be.
Yeah.
I said, it didn't start off that way, but I got you.
Yeah, I mean, this Joe Lacob's reply for the first time has gotten me to thinking that, is it possible that Steve Kerr might not finish the year?
I hadn't. You think?
I don't know.
Finish it out, Steiny. As bad as, that's just me.
Well, he might not have what if they mutually agree to part ways? I mean, I know it sounds preposterous, but I just don't think Kerr is
yeah. I don't think this is how this movie ends. Anything's possible, Steiny. But I just, the guy that I think I know in Kerr, and we've had the pleasure to sit down and chop it up with him, and we hear him every week on the station with Willard and Dibbs. Steiny, would you really have your career come to a head to where, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going, to kind of just not resign, but, you know, not finish?
Well, again, to me, it was obvious that neither Lacob or Dunleavy or Kerr wanted an extension. They did not want an extension. He wanted to, one more year, and then we'll talk about it. And I don't think he's going to coach next year here, but
do these real quick,
are we coming up against something where maybe you got to do something sooner?
Do these 27
together?
Yes.
Together.
Okay.
It would be a decision made together.
About your feeling of, I don't think he's coming back. How much of that is this 13 and 14?
No,
and everything's
like,
going on. Or you felt this before the where we're at?
This is Steve Kerr's last year.
Mm. Well, that I know until, because we've been here before with him.
I don't think he's coaching next year for the Warriors.
Wow.
I just don't. I mean, we've seen this movie 3 years in a row now with Steve. And again, I'm like, people think I protect Steve. He's got to go. He's got to go the minute you pivot, I think.
Then if I'm Joe Lacob, I'm just being real here. Where's the Kuminga jar? If that's the case, then come January 15th, I may not move Kuminga if I have a new group come in or a new coach with new ideas to get my guy going.
Maybe that's part of the equation. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's safe to say Lacob likes Kuminga.
Yeah.
But good for Lacob. I mean, I can't imagine he's put pressure on Steve to play Kuminga and Steve wouldn't. So I think he's letting him coach the way he's coaching.
You said some stellar things about Draymond. But, Steiny, this guy's, and I'm not coming down Dre's road. I'm just telling you to think about what we just had a discussion in regard to a change of role. This dude's basically the GM. He's talked about when calls, or he talked about his input that is asked by the front office for the marketing trades. So just think about that Draymond, how big of a presence he is. And now you're going to knock on his door and say, hey, Dre, we need you to come off the bench.
Yes. What's so hard about that? He's not the player he was.
Yeah.
Every player has got to come to terms.
But I think to Kerr, he is. And to the organization, he is. You already know where I'm at. I'm just telling you, it's one thing to know that.
Again, and then you're going to get what you deserve. If you're really telling me we can't go to Draymond and suggest anything, then,
well, right now would be in his career the first time you would suggest it, and it wouldn't be crazy.
No.
You just said the most turnovers for anybody that's playing those many minutes. Like, it's not even ludicrous to think now. There's nothing in the offensive bag, but you got the ball all day. Now you're throwing interceptions, and I'm calling turnovers interceptions. I can't go to that player and say, hey, let's talk a little bit. And I get if you can't.
No.
It seems like you've
bent over backwards for Curry, Butler, and Green, and now you're going to tell two of the three guys, one of them you're coming off the bench, and the other one you're not playing well enough, but you're afraid to do it? It can't be. It cannot be. They cannot be running an organization out of fear. I don't believe it.
Well, you know what? I just think Dre has more power than you think.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Just hypothetically.
Okay.
No, it's not a hypothetical. It's a real one. Is Draymond going to opt out this year? He's got an opt out at the end of the year.
He's making
$25 million.
No.
Is he going to opt out?
No.
Why not? He opted out last time. He got four more. According to you, Draymond does what he wants and they give him what he wants.
Yeah. And Draymond's where he's at and where he wants to be.
I mean, if I'm Draymond, I go to him and say, I'll tell you what, let's rip up the $25 million and give me three more years for $60. What if he does that?
Well, then, shame on them.
Well, he already opted out in the exact same situation, and they gave it to him.
Yeah. Well, he went and had dinner.
Yes, he did. And tonight, or maybe this year, he has a weekend of brunches and dinners.
It was also 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Man. No, I'm saying last time he did it, he was 32 years old.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No doubt. But if I'm just saying
why he wouldn't do it again.
If you're telling me he's got the clout, he doesn't. I mean,
well, not to pay himself, Stoney. I'm just saying on the court to keep doing what he's doing, and that's what's frustrating right now. And I know on a good day he brings what he brings, but I'm watching this offense and I'm just like, so we have to watch a guy with no offensive repertoire handle the rock and then turn the ball over. But there's nothing else you're bringing. And if that player's name was Daryl Johnson or Matthew Stiemitz or Evan Giddings, there would be a reduced role somehow.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you're just joining us, a fan emailed Joe Lacob to express his frustration about the team. He complained about Jimmy Butler. And he said, you know, does Steph have to score 50 for us to win? What's going on here? The roster's not very good. And Joe Lacob wrote him back 2 minutes after getting the email. And he said, you can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Wow. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends, Jimmy is not the problem. Okay, I think we know what the last sentence means. Okay. Jimmy's not the problem.
Can you break down or decipher what style else? Of play? Is that the owner telling us he doesn't like the current style of play that a lot of the fans seem like it's run out?
I think what he means, here's what I'll tell you. I think what he means about style of play is they've got four plotters, Curry, Butler, Green, and Horford, and then the rest of the team is a younger version, obviously. The other guys are younger. And they can't play the same style. Like the style that benefits the old guys doesn't dovetail well with the young guys. And the way the young guys play might not dovetail well with the old guys. And to me, that's what they're talking about with style of play. They're getting caught in between. And, you know, playing like a lot of the league plays, fast and up and down with having to rely on Butler in the half court and Curry in the half court and all that kind of stuff. That's what I think style of play is.
That's kind of fascinating if you think about it.
What do you guys think style of play means?
I think he's down on the one that they're doing currently and asking, why aren't we playing like other teams?
Well, then I would have to tell Joe, then maybe you got to look in the mirror.
No doubt.
Because the personnel of this team, it doesn't have the athleticism of other teams. You know,
the one guy that does possess it is a DMP right now. But I'll leave that there.
The other thing is you won a title in 2022. And I think we've got they won a title in 2022, and they talked about the goal being five. Got to get five. And everything they did was to try to squeeze out another title. But while they've been doing that in the last 3 years, they've gotten behind. They're trying to keep something together at the level or maintain it at close to the level they can. And the reality of the situation is they have fallen behind.
And they're their own worst enemy when you talk about the dividends that you could have had from those three picks, and I'm using Kuminga, Moody, and Wiseman. Just think, Stoney, if you could have got a B-minus player or B-plus type player, even A-minus, how they would infuse this older iteration of the big three. And unfortunately, it feels like they struck out on all three in regard to high-level impact, and this is why you're behind or stuck.
One of the reasons, for sure.
Now, do you have a problem? Because it's Steph Curry on mine all day. What he's doing on an individual basis at this age, when he's available this year, because I don't want to hear you say Guru's missed, you know, this amount of games. But now I'm thinking back to when all three were out, Dre, Jimmy, and Steph. Why I like what I saw in Chicago when they played, who was it? Yeah, Chicago. And who else did they play on that road trip?
Cleveland.
Would you call me a fool for that? Like, they were faster and fresher.
Okay.
But
what are you going to do?
There's no Curry in that bunch.
Exactly. So what do you do? You got to bring Curry back.
No, which I want. But give me more of a...
What? More of what?
Pace.
You should have thought about that when you went and signed Horford to add to, you know, the old guys as is. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's Joe Lacob talking about? What do these comments mean?
Mm.
Coaches' desires regarding players.
Wow. Style of play.
Let's go to Chris in San Jose. Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
Happy holidays, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good. Thank you very much. Now, let's define leadership. We are skewed. Over the past 2 years, we are skewed. You know, when we paddle up the Truckee River, there's two in the front. You paddle on the left, you stroke when I stroke, et cetera. We're not going in the right direction. When the bully ran off KD and when he hit Mr. Poole in the eye, who is our leader, first of all? And then what did our leader do to Draymond? Either one of you can address this.
And we have.
And you said what? Who's the leader?
Curry.
What did he do when Draymond popped the young kid in the eye?
It looks like nothing, man. It looks like nothing.
Okay. That's all I want to know. We can't go forward when we are skewed. We don't know how to lead. We're leading with three-point shots and points. You got to do it from within. Curry, you got to step up, brother. Are you afraid, Draymond? Apparently so. Let's call a spade. God bless you, man. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Now, go ahead. I'll let you respond because you know I get so emotional. I felt like the Warrior culture lied to me when they didn't discipline Draymond. I wanted them to discipline Draymond, even if it was fake discipline, just for what the optics and what it would look like. They chose not to do it. So when I hear that brought back up, Stoney, it's a pain. It hurts, man. Because nobody is that powerful, should be, to where they're above getting penalized. And they didn't do it or even think, let's just do it for the sake of making it look like this dude didn't skate. And now here we are, and he's in the way turning the rock over, but there's no other role for him.
I mean, you know, okay, for everybody who's coming down Kerr's road, what do you want him to do? Like, do you want him to settle on a rotation right now?
I'm telling you, Kerr's at the bottom of my list. What I want him to do, especially if he knows this is his last year, put Kuminga in the game. Just as much as you put anybody else in the game, give him the Podge treatment, and let's just watch him play and flail if that's what it is. But let's not just tell ourselves a lie that this iteration of the Warriors without Kuminga, he don't belong on the court. That's one. And two, Stoney, I don't know what went down in training camp. Like, that's why I was on to something. I feel like when I was saying, what you talking about practice? I'm going AI, Allen Iverson, practice. You should know. If anybody in the building should know what you already have, you should. Not, oh, we're playing game 1, 2, 3, 4, Stoney's good, Evan will go. You know, That's scatterbrain. You know what you got and who can play. Coach it up.
I just saw some quotes from Draymond Green, and he was saying, you know, it's a chicken and the egg thing. It's like Steve's looking for a rotation, but nobody's stepping up, and you got to, you know, nobody's played well enough. Nine guys haven't played well enough consistently for him to stick with the nine guys who play consistently. Listen to this. Listen to some of this stuff, Goo.
Yeah.
He was asked, why does Steve Kerr keep changing the lineups? And he goes, well, when you're not winning, you've got to change something. And he's like, we're 13-14. We're like, that's why we've changed stuff, because we started pretty good. Then we started losing. Then we won a little. Then we lost. Then we won. Then we lost. And we're 13-14, and we haven't found anything. Now, are they 13-14 because they haven't found anything? Or are they haven't found anything, and that's one of the reasons they're 13-14?
Or have you committed to anything to where you're taking the cake out the oven before it's done?
This is what Draymond said. You want continuity, but you got to find it first. We have not played great. We're 13-14. Everybody wants to point a finger at Steve and say, oh man, he's doing this, he's doing that. There's no continuity. But hell, you're 13-14 and you continue to do the same thing, then you keep getting what you're getting. So it sounds to me like Draymond realizes why Kerr hasn't settled in on a rotation, and he gets it.
Can you help
me? You've got to try different stuff. You can't find continuity until you first find stuff that works, that leads to wins. Until we figure it out, he's going to keep changing it, as he should, because we have to figure it out. So it's like it's an endless circle in a way.
But Draymond's loyalties lie with Steve Kerr, because Steve Kerr has not demonstrated he'll check Draymond Green. So excuse me, and you tell me what you think real quick of this, Donnie. Of course Draymond's going to be loyal to the guy that won't touch him. That's who I'm going to defend.
Okay. So you don't buy what he's saying?
No.
Okay.
Because I feel like he knows his loyalty should lie with the guy that lets him run roughshod. Just a thought.
Yeah. I'm not saying you're wrong there, but I also think what Draymond's saying is
got to play better.
Yeah. All right, Ross Tucker is coming up at 11:30. I'm going to get to calls on the other side. We'll stick Warriors till 11:30, then we'll jump into the San Francisco 49ers. That segment was brought to you by Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard. Frontier Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down and no payments for 90 days on all Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek or shop anytime at frontierford.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.